Now in Morning Ireland, up to 200,000 Ukrainians could come to Ireland in the next few weeks. This will be discussed by Cabinet when it meets this morning. That meeting chaired from Washington by the Taoiseach, who is still isolating because of a positive COVID test. We can talk to our political correspondent now, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, 200,000. Where's that figure coming from?
I think while the memo that will go, and it's a detailed memo giving an update to ministers about the efforts made to try and secure accommodation for those seeking refuge here, it doesn't have specific figures in it. But I think given that there are figures now of 10 million people being displaced in Ukraine, and given too that Ireland could take up to 2% of those people to accommodate them here, that does raise the possibility that perhaps up to 200,000 people could arrive here. I suppose that would be the high end of any estimate, and it isn't something that is formally written down, but it does seem like figures like that are possibly now being contemplated in terms of planning, and that planning work is fairly extensive. It is looking at hotels, obviously enough, but also looking at as many public buildings as possible that can be found across local authorities as well to try and secure accommodation quickly. So far, just under 10,000 people, according to the latest figures, have come here from Ukraine, and about half of them have applied for accommodation from the state.
Yes, because the obvious question is, where will all these people live if indeed 200,000 people come? So are government going to set aside planning laws to find homes quickly?
Yes, the Taoiseach has already in the Dáil given a clear indication that planning laws in the traditional sense will be set aside, and he's asked for cooperation across political parties and others to try and accommodate that. So the move will happen quickly. I suppose interesting comments yesterday from the Minister of State, Anne Rabbit, who said anyone coming here from Ukraine, it wouldn't be a transition period, it would be a more long-term destination. So while plans are also being put in place, maybe for more short-term type of accommodation, there's also moves afoot to try and secure more longer term solutions. And I suppose that would involve planning already. Things like modular housing has been mentioned. But in the short term, it is hotels, it is B&Bs, and it is publicly owned buildings that will be the focus of government and very much the focus of today's discussions.
And the Minister for Social Protection also making moves to ensure that host families who open their doors to Ukrainians coming here, that their welfare payments won't be impacted.
Yes, there seemed to be a particular worry among older people that things like their living alone allowance or their telephone support allowance, could that possibly be impacted if they were no longer living alone and had people from Ukraine sharing accommodation with them? And the Minister for Social Protection is likely to announce after Cabinet that she will sign regulations in the next few days that will guarantee that those welfare payments won't be impacted. I suppose there is the wider question also then about possible measures by government to support those homeowners who do open up their homes. Pascal Donoghue yesterday saying that perhaps when those homes are taken up, that the government could at that point consider what help it may offer. So that's also in the mix. And I suppose there was a particularly interesting comment too from the finance minister when he spoke about the fact that finance will not be an issue when it comes to providing accommodation for those arriving here from Ukraine. But inevitably then, that type of expenditure will put constraints on other government spending.
Final question, Micheál, on another story. We heard Darren there talking about the government expecting to formally back the FAI's ambition to jointly host Euro 2028. Could they be alone in that bid?
Yes, it looks that way right now because Turkey has dropped out. Italy is expressing a preference for the tournament that follows Euro 2028, and the Russian bid has been ended by UEFA. So it does seem like today Cabinet will give its support to the bid. That would give it a certain strength because government would be likely to pay for things like transport, security, and also cover some of the venue costs as well. So it would add strength to the bid. But it does seem that perhaps in early April that you could see an announcement made where Ireland, along with England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, could get to host Euro 2028.
OK, Micheál Lehane, thank you. It's 8:15.